Heavenly Father, we come for your throne of undeserved kindness. We come with uplifted hands, with a praise on our lips as we enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise, for you are our holy God. We set our affections on what you set your affections on. We love what you love and hate what you hate. We thank you, Father, for watching over us last night as we slept and slumbered. You woke us up in the land of the living with our hearts, our minds, our very souls set on your plan and purpose for our lives. So as we enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise, with a praise on our lips, with our face to the ground, as we stand on the rampart as intercessors, as watchmen on the wall to hear and see what you have for your people. We will keep our ear to your heartbeat. We will keep our ear to your lips to hear, and then we will go forth and declare and decree what you have for your people in this time and this season. For you are Jehovah Gabor. You teach our hands how to war. For we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We walk in the authority and dominion that you have given us here on this earth as we take control of the atmosphere, as we take control of the hemisphere and the galaxies around us. For Lord God, you told us that we would be able to tread on serpents and to cast out demons. We thank you, Father, for the authority, the dominion and the power that you place down inside of us. So this morning, Father, as we stand in your presence covered in the blood of Yeshua, we thank you that every diabolical plan and decision and ruling of the enemy concerning our lives, concerning the ministries that you have given us charge over, over our family members and friends and associates, we thank you, Father, that you have given us full control, that you canceled the assignment of the enemy, Lord God. You told us that whatever we bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever be loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We bind every plan of the enemy. We loose your authority and your dominion. We loose your, Father, your spirit, your virtuous spirit that shall engulf every sick room, that will cover every grieving families as you send your angels of mercy, for you have given them charge over us so that not one of our feet shall dash against a stone. We declare and decree that you are our God. We thank you, Father, for you speak life into our chaotic situations. You cause every plan of the enemy to be ceased and nullified. We thank you, Father, that you destroy every yoke of the enemy, that our souls prosper because you are our God. For we are Abraham's seed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in our going and our coming. So we declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. For we know that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities that set themselves up in high places. So, Father, as the authority that you have given us, we pull down every vain imagination. We pull down every stronghold, Father, that sets itself up on high places. We thank you that you have given us the mind of Christ, that we love what you love and hate what you hate. We declare and decree that we are healed in our spirit, that we are healed from every sickness and disease and disease that plagues mankind. We thank you for the divine perimeters that you have set all around us as you have encamped your angels all around us. We thank you, Lord God, for the smoke screen so that the enemy can't even track us in the spirit. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the helmet of salvation, Father, and the sword of the spirit, which is your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the shield of faith to defend and cover our bodies. We thank you that we have shod our feet with the sandals of the gospel of peace, that everywhere we go, we declare and decree that you are our holy God. And we thank you, Father, For you know the thoughts that you have for us of good and not evil, to prosper us to an expected end. We thank you for sending your son Yeshua to be crucified, died, and buried, raised on the third day with all power in his hand, giving us the keys of the kingdom. We thank you, Father, that you teach us how to use the keys. We thank you, Father, that we walk with the diplomatic authority that you have placed inside us, that signs and wonders follow those who believe. We trust you, Father. We believe in you. We know that you and your manifested blessings dwell within us and among us. So we thank you, Father, that every diabolical plan of the enemy is canceled, that it's nullified, that our prayer words will take the form of missiles that will propel themselves into the kingdom of darkness, causing massive destruction. For we are your weapons of mass destruction that walk here on this earth. We are your eyes and your mouth, your hands in this earth, Father. And that we will tell everyone that comes across our path about a holy God that can do anything but fail. So this day, Father, as we anoint our children to send them off to school, we thank you that even though they have taken prayer out of the schools, you have not taken it out of the hearts of your believers, and that covenant keepers, covenant makers stand in the doorway of the schoolhouse to speak life into our children, to propel them toward the divine destiny that you have set for their life. For you, Father, know every hair on their head. You know each one of them by name. We thank you for covering them as you cancel the assignment of every pedophile that stalks the schoolyard and trolls the internet. We thank you that you cancel the assignment of every bully that walks the school hallways. Let them fall on their knees in repentance. Come running to a holy God that can do anything but fail. We thank you, Father, for being our God. We thank you for covering us. We thank you for you giving your angels charge over us, that not one of our feet shall dash against a stone. We give you honor and praise, for you are our holy God, and we are Abraham's seed. We're blessed in this city. We're blessed in our going and our coming, for you are our holy God. We surrender our lives to you. We pledge our allegiance to you. We thank you, Father, that we are kingdom citizens, that we are your ecclesia, that we are your set aside priesthood. We thank you, Father, as we pant after you like the deer panteth after the water brook, that we are like well-watered gardens planted by the rivers of living waters. We thank you that our roots grow deep in the understanding of who you are, that our branches will never wither, Lord God, as we produce good fruit for the advancement of the kingdom. And it's in Yeshua's matchless name that we pray this morning. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Yavarachaka Yehovah v'yeshmareka. Ya'el Yehovah panav elaka vihuneka. Isa Yehovah panav elaka v'yesem laka shalom.